Off the Ball Rugby.
You'll be getting the Leinster jersey though, presumably, Raj, for the final.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Santiago Chacabarrez could still play in next week's Champions Cup final despite a 3-game ban. Peter O'Mahony is ruled out of Munster's URC trip to Edinburgh, and some surprising names among the 11 confirmed to be leaving Connacht this summer. First up today, Santiago Chacabarrez could still play in next week's Investec Champions Cup final despite being given a 3-game ban. The Toulouse centre was red carded for a dangerous tackle on Harlequin's Luke Northmore in their semi-final. An independent disciplinary panel today gave the Pumas international a 3-week suspension, one of which was served in last week's thrashing of Stade Francais in the top 14. Chacabarrez will also miss this weekend's game with Montpellier, but should he complete tackling school, he will be freed to play Leinster in London a week on Saturday. Graham Rowntree makes 5 changes to his Munster team for tomorrow's URC game away to Edinburgh. Mike Haley and Antoine Frisch return among the backs, while Jack Crowley has been past fit, but there's no Joey Carberry in the matchday 23. Into the pack come Ollie Yeager, Finian Witcherly and Gavin Coombs. Peter O'Mahony misses out, while Tom O'Hearn's fit enough for a place on the bench. Regarding Yeager, Munster forwards coach Andy Kiriakou has addressed the influence the tight head has had so far on the squad.
He's a quality human. He's got that real crusader's way about him. You can see, and I've worked with guys from that environment before, down the road, and he really kind of epitomises that culture that comes from there. And yeah, it really showed while we were away in South Africa. He was, you know, constantly hanging out with your Mark Donnellys and people like that, Scott Buckley, you know, those guys. He's a real good guy in terms of bringing those young lads with him, creating really strong relationships, so then he can have those, not to sound cheesy, but those kind of organic conversations around set piece especially, and he shares his knowledge incredibly well, and yeah, gives those lads that little bit of, I suppose, safety to try things out, and at the same time he tests them every week we train as well. Because he's got to make sure his tools are sharp going into the game at the weekend. So he's a great bloke, and we're lucky to have him. I think, you know, we've not even seen anywhere near the best of him, and we're excited to see how he keeps developing.
Munster are one of the informed teams in the Northern Hemisphere at the moment and haven't tasted defeat in the ORC since their New Year's Day loss at Connacht. Shane Daly's been asked what's been behind that resurgence in form.
I think we never lost faith or lost sight of what we were as a team. We knew what we achieved at the end of last season and the performances that we put in at the end of last season, and we knew nothing really changed. We just struggled with a bit of injuries, and different things happened throughout the year that are always going to happen, but unfortunately we probably were less fortunate than other teams. There was particular games where we were very thin on the deck, but we made it work. We kept ourselves in a position to have a good run at the end of the year.
So here is that Munster team to start at the Hive tomorrow night. Mike Haley starts at full back. Calvin Nash and the aforementioned Shane Daly are on the wings. Frisch and Alex Nankivell are in the centre. Jack Crowley and Craig Casey are the halfbacks. In the front row, it's Jeremy Lockman, Noah Scannell and Ollie Yeager. Finian Witcherly comes into the second row, where he's partnered by captain Tyke Byrne. Jack O'Donoghue starts at blindside flanker. Alex Kendellan on the open. Gavin Coombs is named at number 8. And there's a 6-2 split on the bench with Owen Clark, Mark Donnelly, John Ryan, Orgie Snyman, Tom O'Hearn and Brian Gleeson covering the forwards. Covering the backs are Conor Murray and Rory Scannell. For Edinburgh, Wes Goosen starts at full back for them. They have a team shot through with internationals. Matt Curry and Duhan van der Merwe are among their number. Mark Bennett and James Lang are in the centre. Former Munster man Ben Healy is named at number 10. Ben Vellacott returns to the side at scrum half. It's a front row of Pierre Schoeman, Ewan Ashman and WP Nell. Sam Skinner and co-captain Grant Gilchrist are in the second row. Jamie Ritchie starts a blindside flanker for Edinburgh. Hamish Watson is on the open. And Viliame Mata will start at number 8. Tom Farrell's proposed move to Munster looks to be edging closer today. The centre was among 11 players confirmed to be leaving Connacht at the end of this season. Forwards Jared Butler and Gavin Thornbury are also among their number. It was already known that Dermot Kilgallen was heading for Munster and Tiernan O'Halloran is retiring. But also leaving are tight head Dominic Robertson-McCoy, centre Tom Daly, prop Matthew Burke, fullback Oran McNulty and hooker Tadhg McIlroy. Michael McDonald returns to Ulster following the completion of his loan spell. And finally, England international Henry Slade is staying at Exeter after agreeing a new contract. The centre has signed a deal ahead of their final regular season Premiership game against Leicester on Saturday. He's the English top flight's leading point scorer this season. Slade was left out of England's World Cup squad last year but returned to the international fold during the course of the Six Nations. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.